T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's up? A wonderful woman came to us with a horrible problem. And by the way, this is happening more and more and more. She had a significant number of cats in her house that she couldn't manage and wanted to safely adopt out. Didn't want them confiscated, didn't want them put to sleep, didn't want to be called a criminal or a hoarder, which happens. And she came to us, and man, it's been an incredible journey, quite frankly. And we all love our pets so much, and she loves her cats. And I had to grab Kathy and the amazing folks from Kitty Queen Cat Rescue that made this thing possible. We've got Kathy with us this morning and Krista. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good morning. We're doing good, thank you.
All right, so I need to touch base with Kathy first. So how many cats did you end up having in your house, my friend?
Actually, I still don't even know the exact number. That you would have to ask Krista once they got the cat to her shelter.
Krista, how many did they have?
We ended up with 54 total.
Whoa. So Kathy, I called you this morning because I've been to your house several times, and last night Patrick was there. Do you have any cats in the house today? Any?
I'm going to be checking after work. There was one that may have given us the slip. We had left some food out, so I am hoping that all the food is there, and that would be a good sign that there are no cats remaining. But I will know that later on when I go to check out my house.
Wow. So you had nearly 60 cats in your house down to zero, maybe one. What was that like last night without 60 cats in the house?
It was quite different. I'll tell you what, working with Krista and the volunteers, I was trying to get all the adult cats that would react better to me out. It was an experience. I mean, these girls were so wonderful with the way they handled the cats, and it was overwhelming.
And we had talked with 60 cats in the house. They're jumping on your bed. You can hear noise all night. You can't sleep. You hear them running around. Your daughter moved out. It created major problems for you, did it not?
Yes, it did. The fact that I couldn't have anybody over, even my mother really didn't want to visit. It was painful.
And let me say this. She's amazing, by the way. I love her. You were worried because we tried, man. Nobody wanted these cats. And the folks that wanted to take them wanted to euthanize them. You did not want that to happen, right?
No. I wanted to get them somewhere where they would be taken care of and that they would have a chance for a long, happy life with people who love cats.
Hey, and you don't want to be... Because I see this stuff on television, I think it's unfair. This woman's a criminal. This woman's a hoarder. That's not how it is it, my dear?
I don't think of myself that way. I think of myself as somebody who got in over her head.
That's right.
By trying to help and do what's right. I just didn't have the time or the money or the right experience to handle that many cats. And when I felt overwhelmed, that's when I reached out for help.
And you got it. What a relief this is for you, right?
It's like starting a brand new life. For me and my children, but especially for those cats and the kittens, it's a fresh start, and we all deserve it.
I got to bring in Krista Amari, amazing woman from Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. Krista, this was your biggest effort so far, is it not?
It sure is, yes.
I tell you what, though, you're a hell of a woman. I just, first of all, she runs a business during the day. She saves a cat at night. She wears a, she's a superhuman, quite frankly. And so what happens now to these little kittens?
Well, we got everybody kind of rounded up, we had 20 volunteers working back at the lounge, and we basically made kind of an assembly line with carriers, and we did checks on everybody, anybody that needed flea medication, deworming, we did that. And then we had, I think we were up to 18 fosters that volunteered to take on some of these cats. So I think we ended up getting 38 out of the rescue last night, and they went straight into foster. And we have 16. There's a couple more coming today to pick up a few, and then we're going to take a few to the vet. And I think we've got everybody covered. I mean, you know, I really like couldn't do this without all the people that stepped up and helped. You know, like if we did not have the fosters to come and just, you know, give up a spare room or, you know, set up a crate somewhere, this wouldn't be possible. So this is just truly, it's an amazing experience to be a part of, because it's just so many people working together. And, you know, me and my team always say cat people are the best people. So.
I think you're amazing. I just, she's amazing. Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. And it's all volunteer and it's all donation based. Is it not, my friend?
It sure is. Yep.
And everybody else said no, and you didn't. You saved these cats from death, quite frankly. Did you not?
We try our hardest, yes. We don't think, I mean, there's nobody sick. Nobody really needs, you know, major expensive medical care. You know, Kathy did a great job, and you know, just being over her head is one thing, but this is just a testament to what people can get when they work together.
What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you, Krista?
They can email us at kittyqueencatrescue@gmail.com or message us on Facebook or Instagram. You know, we have volunteers monitoring those. We'd love to hear from you. You know, even just good words for our special volunteers that all helped. I mean, we were there till a little after midnight last night.
Oh, my goodness.
So. Yeah, so, you know, they, and everybody, you know, most of us worked this morning, so it was a long night.
Hey, will these kittens be available for adoption?
Absolutely. So they should, most of them should be vetted on October 13th, so they should be ready the second or third week in October.
You're an amazing human being. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you. Of course.
Kathy, I love what you did. You did the right thing. And she saved the lives of these kittens, and it's been a tremendous change in her life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.